This is Brooke and Jubal in the morning on Q92.3, today's hottest music in the Cedar Valley. It's time for your phone tap. Today, I call a woman who owns a show dog, and I tell her that I'm a new employee at the pet groomer. So you might call me a little inexperienced or maybe unqualified, but I still don't understand why she freaks out when I tell her that I accidentally shaved off all the hair on her dog. Some people are so dramatic. In your phone tap. Right now.
It's another Jubal phone tab.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
On Q92.3.
Hello?
Hey, this is Seth McElroy from Grooming. Is King Hathaway Vandycamp there?
that is my dog. This is the owner.
Oh, all right. That makes sense. I thought that was a kind of a weird name. I was just reading off the sheet that I was given. I think your dog is ready to be picked up.
Okay, great.
What kind of dog? It's a beagle, right?
no, it is not a beagle. It's a show dog. It's a feral hound. Do you not know animals?
You just said it's a show dog.
Yes, this is a show dog. And you would know this if you were aware of the dog that you have in your facility. Do you work with Angela? Can I please speak with her? She's always the one that contacts me about my dog.
Well, see, the thing is, Angela had an emergency, so she left, and I'm taking over her workload for today.
I always drop my dog off with Angela, and there are certain standards that I need to have met.
I think I need to let you know something.
Okay.
Your dog might look a little different when you come to pick him up.
What happened? What happened? Tell me exactly what happened.
So I was cutting the hair near his tail, and it kind of looked uneven with me, and then so I just went the whole way.
What?
I don't even know how to say it, really. I shaved all the hair off your dog. It was...
Oh, my God.
I wish I could...
No. This is not okay. I need to speak with your manager. Absolutely right now. This is 100% an emergency.
Ma'am, I wouldn't be so quick to judge because you haven't even seen what he looks like. It actually looks pretty...
You're an idiot. You shouldn't have a job. Well, you,
I think...
my friend, should be looking for other places of employment. I will be there in 15 minutes. You.
Hair grows back, ma'am.
Don't you dare say another word to me. If I find you in a back alley, I will beat the living out of you.
I think that we got off to the wrong foot and had a miscommunication. You have nothing to worry about.
We did not have a miscommunication. You just said you shaved my dog. That is not a miscommunication. That is you doing something indespicable.
Okay, but I've fixed the problem.
Oh, you just made my dog's hair grow back?
No. Since we got off the phone a second ago, I've already started gluing the hair back on him, and by the time you get here, I should be completely done.
You are a dip. I will sue you. I have lawyers, and I will own you and take everything that you've ever made, and you will never, ever work in this town again.
What if I told you it was a phone tap? Would that make a difference?
What?
If I told you that this whole thing was a joke, would that make a difference?
Oh, my God.
Because this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your friend Katie set you up.
Oh, my God.
Are you
saying that everything is fine?
Yes, everything is fine with your dog.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I can't believe this just happened to me.
She said that you have a very nice show dog and you get very protective of it.
Oh.
You really just take this show dog thing seriously, don't you?
Well, what was your first clue?
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Q92.3.